It was almost midnight, and the school was in darkness, except for one narrow window, lit softly by the glow of a candle. This was Mildred's room, where she was sitting in bed, wearing a pair of black and grey striped pyjamas, and dropping off to sleep every few minutes. Maud was curled up on the end of the bed, enveloped in a grey flannel nightdress and a black woolen shawl.
"What are you going to call yours, Maud?"
asked Mildred, sleepily. "Midnight," said Maud. "I think it sounds dramatic." "I'm worried about the whole thing," Mildred confessed, chewing the end of her plait. "I'm sure I'll do something dreadful, like treading on its tail. Something's bound to go wrong."
"Don't be silly," said Maud. "You know you have a way with animals. And as for treading on its tail, it won't even be on the floor. Miss Cackle hands it to you, and that's all there is to it. So there's nothing to worry about, is there?"
Before Mildred had time to reply, the door crashed open to reveal their form mistress, Miss Hardbroom, standing in the doorway, wrapped in a black dressing gown with a lantern in her hand. She was a tall, terrifying lady with a sharp, bony face and black hair scragged back into such a tight knot that her forehead looked quite stretched.
"Rather late to be up, isn't it, girls?"
she inquired nastily.